This is an executive summary of 721 exchanges and the 45-180-day rules when a DST is involved. Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. The 1031 and 721 strategy, the DST bridge, combines two tax-deferred steps, a 1031 exchange into a DST, then a 721 exchange into a RIT, and a common question is how the familiar 45 and 180-day deadlines apply. The answer is important for planning. The deadlines apply to the first step, the 1031 into the DST, because that's a like-kind exchange, but not to the second step, the 721 exit into the RIT, because that's a partnership contribution, not a like-kind exchange. So you must meet the 45-180-day deadlines for the DST step, identify the DST within 45 days, close within 180, but the later 721 exit has no such deadlines, its timing is open-ended, governed by the DST/RIT structure. Understanding which deadlines apply where is essential for planning the two-step strategy. This guide explains the deadlines application, why it matters, managing the 1031 deadlines, and the open-ended 721 exit timing. The key principle is that the 45-180-day deadlines apply to the 1031 step, into the DST, not the 721 step, into the RIT. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.